Ray Snell running for county commission, the 9th district, against Davida Quinn in an open seat. Why do you want to be a county commissioner? By the way, good morning.
Good morning. Let's start there. Good morning. Well, I've got a lot of experience, as you know, in government and in organizational skills. And, you know, with an open seat, I figured that it was a good time to run. I have done a lot of things budgetarily over the years, and that's what I think the focus is going to be, watching our budget while providing providing the services that the community needs.
Yeah, the elephant in the room certainly is the budget, and, you know, that's going to be tricky, isn't it?
Well, it's going to be very tricky. You know, every department is going to be saying that everything we do is essential and we can't cut anywhere. But our administrator, Overton, and our chairman, Jim Shotwell, they've done a good job making sure that
they know how to slice and dice.
They do. And I think my skill sets will complement what we're trying to do there at the county.
Talk about your district, makeup there.
I'm really fortunate in the 9th district is just Blackman Township. That's it. Doesn't go outside of it. And as you know, as Blackman Township...
That helps your cause.
And supervisor, I've got a lot of experience. I've done a lot of doors over the years, and including this time. So we have a very wide makeup in Blackman Township. We've got a lot of apartments. We've got a lot of housing development, a lot of business. You know, this is a very diverse township, not only economically, but racially, too.
And it's big.
It's big, yeah. We got about 26,000 people in Blackman Township.
Yeah, that's...
So, five precincts, about 14,000 voters. The interesting fun thing was how many mail-in ballots have been sent out and received already.
Surprise you, or?
Not necessarily. I mean, I'm not a real big fan of early voting because so much can happen in 30, 45 days before the election, and people are wondering, what do I do if I want to change my vote? And there's a way to do that. Just call your township clerk.
Yeah. You can do it. It's a pain, but...
Yeah. It can be done. I mean, when I was township clerk, I had to deal with that, but not on this scale. I think in Blackman Township, about 4,500 absentee ballots went out, or mail-in ballots went out to everybody, and about 65 to 70% have been returned, I believe.
Well, you sell real estate for a living. Certainly, you know the lay of the land around here.
Yeah, the market's good. Residential prices are up. You know, in real estate, it's always a good time to buy. Prices almost never go down unless there's something, you know, like what happened in 2008 with the housing market collapse. But good time to buy, good time to sell. Well, I could make this into a real estate commercial real quickly, but I won't.
That's okay.
Thanks for the opening.
It's remarkable with the COVID how busy your industry has stayed.
Well, and we're taking a lot of precautions. Masks, yeah. Sanitizers at the home. We can't have more than four people in the home at a time.
But you would think people would be so tight with their money.
I know. It doesn't seem to be the case. And a lot of homes are going for more than full price offers.
Isn't that
I'm
crazy?
Shocked. Yeah, yeah.
You love it, but it's...
I think I might have said this might be my best year on record when I get done in December.
What about COVID in relationship to the county and the health department plays a huge role there.
Yeah, you know, and I'm not going to mention any names, but I have a son-in-law who works at the county health department, and I keep pretty informed with him. You know, that's probably number one priority outside of the sheriff's office. Yeah, number two priority would be the health department, making sure that they have the resources that they need while staying within budgetary guidelines.
What do you see happening with the sheriff's department?
Well, I think that, number one, Gary Schutte's going to win. I mean, he's going to bring his...
Well, goals. You're making predictions now.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
And I think that he'll bring a skill set that's needed right now. There's some distrust because of previous administration or soon-to-be previous administration. I think Gary will come in and do what's necessary to rebuild that trust.
I think there needs to be, I don't know, house cleaning or no?
No, I don't. Okay. You know, we'll see how that shakes out. A lot of that's going to be up to Gary Schutte, and I have full faith that he'll do what's needed to be done to make the sheriff's office run well again.
Of course, that's a huge part of your budget.
It is. There's so many things that the sheriff department does. I've always been a proponent of more education. Certainly in this country right now, we're worried about de-escalating situations so they don't end up being tragic. I think there's... And Gary, I talked to Gary not even a couple weeks ago. And that's going to be the one thing that he works on.
So what do you think for Election Day? Do you foresee any issues?
As far as voting itself?
Yeah.
No, I don't think there'll be any issues, especially in Jackson County. We've got a lot of clerks with a lot of experience. They're prepared for it. I just don't see any problems. If we need to be in a situation where after the election that we accept the results and move forward and be civil to each other. I mean, you know, the ads I'm hearing right now in some of these campaigns are just atrocious. And I mean on both sides.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got anything good to say about yourself, I guess you attack your opponent.
The county commission is really, this has worked well, really, the past, I don't know, decade?
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
I think so. You know, we've had very steady leadership in Jim Shotwell and Mike Overton, and they have a great relationship. And I'll be looking to Steve to lead on the issues. And that doesn't mean I'm going to agree with everything, probably, or that I'm not going to have my own opinion, but we'll see where it goes. And I'll always be my own person on the board, making the decisions that I think are right for Blackman Township and the residents of the county. I've already made commitment to the township board to let them know what the issues are going forward and asking for their input.
Well, I know you've talked to a lot of voters. Did any voter surprise you with something they're concerned about?
You know, I've had a couple people tell me about police issues, not bad ones, but, hey, I've got an issue going on in my neighborhood. Who do we talk to?
Mm-hmm.
And I've facilitated that. Locally, I've had, you know, and I hate to say this, I've had a couple people ask me about county drains and how they get work done on them, and I've obviously sent them over to Jeff Snyder, our county drain commissioner.
Long time.
Yeah, long time. Elected first in 76.
Wow.
I was just graduating high school. So, you know, it's not been, and I haven't been aggressively knocking doors because of COVID.
Yeah.
But if I'm out, somebody sees me, they want to talk. I think most people are disgusted with the ads. That's been a common theme. But as far as local issues, people seem to be fairly satisfied with their local government. And I live in Blackman Township, and they do a lot for the residents out there, and they try to be unobtrusive. So I feel like I'll be able to get started from the get-go. I've been catching up on the issues. So I'm trying to make myself ready to go if I win mm-hmm. in November.
It'd be interesting to see how we get past this COVID. And how long it takes.
You know, there's a couple people have told me, and, you know, I'll take that back. This has been one of the things that people have asked me, and we've talked about, is people are telling me their businesses are talking May, June, or July next year before they start allowing people back into their business. I think it's going to be rough.
Until they, get a solid vaccine, or I don't know.
Well, and that's always a moving target, right? We're gonna self quarantine for a couple weeks, and we'll, you know, this will help, and then it's another couple weeks, and it's a month, and it's a couple months. Nobody knows where this is going to go. I think some of the scientists have some ideas, but think about this. I mean, a vaccine that quickly—that's taken a lot of time and effort. The flu vaccine isn't always real effective, as you probably know.
Yep.
Sometimes it's only 30% effective. Sometimes it's 60 or 70. I don't know what's going to happen with any kind of a COVID vaccine, if how effective it's going to be. But, you know, I know that our science research people are working diligently on that because it's urgently needed.
Are you good on Zoom?
On Zoom?
Yeah.
I was doing one last night at 8 o'clock.
So, were you?
Yeah, real estate.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, and we're doing a lot of real estate on Zoom and keeping in touch with clients. And then there's the political aspect of it. You know, one of the things that I've said that I will do is hold coffee hours or, you know, get-togethers with constituency. Well, it may be a Zoom meeting, you know. It may be a, you know, maybe a restaurant where we let a few in at a time. I'm not going to pack it. You know, we're going to be careful, mm-hmm. and we're going to be respectful of others.
That's Ray Snell, is running for the 9th District. Final message to the voter?
Sure. November 3rd, I would appreciate your vote, and we'll see what happens on November 4th.
Thanks for stopping out.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.